Hello, and welcome to this challenge called Cooking Up a Short Story. This is Suzanne Lawrence, and I'm going to be leading you through this 4-week challenge, and I think we're going to have a lot of fun as we write a new short story. So what you'll need to do each week is go to the blog at writebythesea.com and read next each Monday's post, and I'll have a new audio there for you. And usually there will be some kind of handout that you'll need to download. So hopefully you've already been to the website, you've read the post, and now you're here to listen to this audio. So let's get started. Let's get started so I can go over the ingredients you're going to need for your short story. It's kind of early in the morning. I haven't had my coffee yet, trying to get this done. Okay. First thing you're going to need for your story is a genre. And just so you know, we're not going to be doing what are called literary fiction short stories for this challenge. We're going to be doing genre fiction. We're going to be writing that kind of fiction. So there are many different genres to choose from for your short story. Here's just a few of them: mysteries, horror, sci-fi, fantasy, romance, western, children's fiction, or even women's fiction. And there are other genres too. If there's another genre that interests you, you can write your story in that genre. But when you write a story that clearly fits into a specific genre, it's generally easier to write because you know the guidelines to follow, and it's easier to market because you know some places that tend to buy that kind of story, that genre story. So that's one reason you need to pick out a genre. Okay, so that should be fun because generally we like to write stories that are much like the ones we like to read. So if you like to read mysteries, for example, you might want to write a mystery. If you love westerns, then try your hand at writing a story in a western genre. If you like romance, try your hand at romance. So just figure out what genre you're going to like for your short story. Now, keep in mind, doesn't mean that you're going to write stories in this genre forever. We're just doing this challenge, trying to get your feet wet to see what you like. So if you decide, okay, I wrote a romance this month, didn't really care for that genre, then you can write short stories in different genres from now on. The next thing you need to do it for, or the next ingredient you need to have before you start writing your story or cooking it up, is know some possible markets. Now, you can read other blog sites where they'll say, don't worry about the market, just start writing, then you can try to find some place to buy your story. But I always find that it's easier to sell something if you've researched a few possible markets ahead of time. So that's what I would advise you doing. Look online for places that buy stories in the genre you are writing. And once you know some of these markets that would possibly be interested in your story, then you can check out their guidelines for submissions. So you'll know, do they take stories up to 7,500 words, which is generally thought of as the top word limit for short stories, or do they want short stories that are only 4,000 words? And if that's the case and you're going to write for a few of these possible markets, then you'll know, okay, I don't want to go on and write a story that's 7,500 words. I'm going to write for some of these shorter markets, so I need to keep my story short. Now, this is where your own particular writing style can come into play a little bit. If you like to write stories that are really pretty short, then look for some places that take the shorter stories. If you have trouble keeping the word count down because you love to include details and things about your characters, then look for some of the markets that take a little bit longer stories. However, during the final week of this challenge, we're going to be going over editing and revising techniques. So you are going to learn how to cut a lot of the words out of your story that you don't need. And you may be surprised at some of the words you don't need. So go ahead and just look for some possible markets and then keep their word counts in mind. Another thing to consider though, and this is kind of what I'm leaning toward in this challenge, and that is writing something for a Kindle Singles. Now, Kindle Single is just a short story that you sell by itself, but it's a little bit longer. And I've got a thing in our private resource library that explains about writing Kindle singles. And I think you have to have about 10,000 words to create a Kindle single. So it's a pretty long short for a short story. But look download that if you're thinking of maybe writing your story and selling it on Kindle. And the good thing about that is if you start writing now and, you know, you've got several months before the Christmas season, you could maybe write 3 or 4 Kindle singles, you know, 10,000 word stories once you kind of get the formula or the recipe for writing short stories that I'm going to give you this month. And you could have them ready to market by Christmas time. So that might be kind of a fun way to go with this too. Okay, so you've got your genre, you'll have some possible markets, and then like I said, once you've identified these possible markets, then you'll know the word limits that you want to try to write towards. Next, though, you're going to need to have an overall tone for your story because short stories need to have a single tone or mood that is consistent all the way through the stories. Now, you may think, okay, genre, doesn't that have something to do with the mood or the tone I'll use? And yes, it does. For example, if you're going to write humor, then of course your story is going to be kind of light and humorous. If you're going to write horror or suspense, your story might be a little scary or spooky and have a darker mood. So kind of think of that. Do you have trouble writing comedy, or do you love to write dark and spooky things? Then choose the genre that's right for that. The next ingredient you're going to need for your story is a setting and a time period. And this is really important. Many people think of the setting as almost a character or, you know, a person in the story because it can be so important. So your time period also is important. Are you going to write a story that takes place in the past or something that takes place in modern day? Or maybe you're writing a fantasy or sci-fi and your story takes place in the future. Figure that out too. And then where will we be in this story? Are we going to be on some planet that doesn't even exist, that you've just created for your story? Or are we going to be in modern day New York? Or maybe we are in San Francisco many, many years ago. Decide on the setting and time for your story because that's going to be an important ingredient. Each of those things is going to be an important ingredient. Next, you're going to decide who are your main characters going to be. At the very least, you need to figure out who is going to be the protagonist. That's the main character. And generally, that's the person that we want to root for in the story. And then the antagonist, somebody who's sort of opposing this character in some way. Now, if you're writing a romance, it might be your two main characters, the two main love interests, maybe your main characters. And then, of course, you could create an antagonist, somebody who's coming in and threatening to disrupt the two. Maybe somebody who is in love with one of the characters and wants to take that character away from the other. You can just kind of figure out who your main characters are going to be. And then figure out, though, too, each of the main characters is going to need to do something each time they appear in a scene that moves the action forward or reveals something about character. So you don't just put characters in your story for no reason. Those are the two main reasons they're going to be in there, to move the action forward or to reveal something about character. The next ingredient you're going to need for your story is a main story problem. So generally, once you know who your main character or your protagonist is going to be, you're going to want to give this character a problem that he's going to need to solve or at least resolve by the end of the story. And keep in mind, too, this problem needs to be something that really matters to this character. That way, you can raise the stakes. You know, it's just something that matters more and more to this character as the story moves along. But the next ingredients you're going to need are complications for the character as he tries to solve this problem. So you don't want to make it too easy for the character to solve the problem. Otherwise, people aren't going to want to read the story. So give him several challenges along the way or complications. This is going to create the rising action for your story that's going to make your readers want to keep reading to find out what happens. They're going to, you know, just be hooked on your story. And then you're going to create the most exciting part of the story called the climax, where the character, the main character, is finally able to solve or, like I said, at least resolve the main problem once and for all. And this needs to be something that you know, it's exciting for the reader, and we just can't wait to read it to find out what's happening. Because keep in mind, you've been building up to this point for the entire story, and then we come to the climax, and finally, you know, we find out what the character does about the problem. Then you end the story with a resolution. It's going to tie up any loose ends, but more importantly, it's got to satisfy the reader. And you want your characters or your readers to feel satisfied that, yes, they really understand what happens, or, you know, they love it that the character was able to solve his problem, or they understand why he wasn't. So you've got to figure out, what are you going to do to resolve the problem? And I always say, well, your characters all live happily ever after, or right into the sunset, or, you know, what's going to happen that resolves the story. So those are all the ingredients you're going to need. And what you need to do this week, your assignment is, after you've finished listening to this video, this audio, go back to the site, or you're probably still there right now, and download the worksheet. And the worksheet just has these ingredients listed as questions with space for you to fill in your answers. For example, what is your genre going to be? What are your possible limits? So this week you're not going to actually start cooking up your story. You're just gathering your ingredients. So have fun doing that. As I've asked though, please leave a comment here. Let us know you're going to take part in the challenge so we'll know how many people are with us. Also, if you have a question about any of the information I've given you here or the worksheet, if you find the worksheet particularly helpful or this audio particularly helpful, let me know that, because I'll be creating materials all month long to help you move through this challenge, and it helps me know which ones are winners and which ones maybe have fallen short of the mark. So have fun gathering your ingredients this week. And I will talk to you again next week.